By most measures, we're just your average American family. Yes, we may be in the public eye, but we share a lot of the same struggles, challenges, and dilemmas other families face every single day, especially when it comes to raising our children.
We're not perfect. Far from it.
We're not even striving for perfection. Well, maybe Deborah is.
Al, I admit it.
But still, we know we're fallible, and that's what keeps life interesting. What fun would perfection be anyway?
Although Al has written a number of books, collaborating was a new challenge. As we kept sharing our ideas, our goals, and our memories, some funny, some of them serious, we realized that what we most wanted to write about were the values and lessons we hope to convey to our children. Passing on our values is one of the most important responsibilities of parenthood, and sometimes the lessons we've learned the hard way can spare our kids an ounce or two of struggle. Many of these lessons came from our own parents, while others came from friends, colleagues, or people we've been privileged to meet all around the world. All have gifted us in words or by example with tremendous insight and wisdom. Some of those lessons were small and easily absorbed. Others were deeply painful, but valuable and necessary. These are the things we want to teach our children, and we agreed to share. We hope these stories will help inspire, entertain, and connect with you in the process.
We're truly excited to take this project on together because outside of our family, which we're extremely proud of, we haven't had the chance to collaborate on many other projects. Someone once said to us, "The couple who works together stays together." Ever wonder if the person who said that actually worked with their partner? We're here to tell you, if you can survive writing a book that's personal, revealing, open, honest, and full of intimate details about your life, then you can survive anything. We did it. In fact, the experience brought us closer.
We come from very different backgrounds, which has given us a broad perspective on all the things we have faced as individuals, as a couple, as parents, as journalists, and most of all, as a family.
One thing we do have in common is being raised in a large family, with Deborah being the seventh of nine children and me being the oldest of six. When we think back to our childhoods, the happiest and most vivid memories that bring us the greatest joy are those family moments that shaped us into the people we've become today. Deborah's life was shaped by her small hometown in Georgia, and mine by my close-knit neighborhood in Queens, New York. Deborah's conservative Southern values and my urban savvy have combined to make a well-balanced, albeit sometimes feisty and spirited, home environment, one that never gets boring or old. Well, not unless it's the argument about who's driving.
Despite our differences, we've both carried our childhood lessons into our roles as partners and parents, and we think we've been mostly successful in creating a balance that has helped blend our family into one filled with unity, love, and togetherness. Above all, we share an understanding that family trumps everything. You may bicker, disagree, drift, and come back together again, but at the end of the day, when the chips are down, family is who you can count on and who truly matters most in your life.
Other than the Bible, there's truly no life handbook for modern times. If your pets start lining up two by two, check your homeowner's insurance for flood coverage. Otherwise, nope, there is no user's manual to confirm we are doing this thing called life right. Believe us, we've searched high and low for one. It doesn't exist. So instead, we hope, we pray, we discuss our choices with friends and loved ones, we look for signs, we ask professionals, we probe, we research. And still, we hold our breath that we're making the right decisions every day.
That's life. And life is what this book is all about. Experiences. Funny, smart, sad, real, challenging, hard to talk about, gotta do it anyway experiences. And what we learn from each of them. We haven't seen it all yet, but Lord knows we've seen a lot. You might say we've really been there, done that.
Every day we strive to take the wisdom that our parents passed on to us and integrate their knowledge and experience with what we've learned in our own lives. As a result, we've been able to share their legacy with our children, instilling their values and ours as we face the daily challenges of being mom and dad, husband and wife, and chief cooks and bottle washers.
So as a way to pay homage to our families, our heritage, our history, and our children's future, we wanted to share some of our favorite nuggets of wisdom we've gathered along the way. We're not preaching, we're not teaching, we're just sharing what's worked for us. Maybe it'll work for you. If nothing else, we'll share a few laughs and a couple of tears and try to make life a little better. We hope you enjoy reading them as much as we enjoyed sharing them.
Al and
Deborah.